The movie Basic Instinct has been an attention-getter almost from the moment it was conceived. First, there was Joe Esterhaz's screenplay, which sold for a record $3 million. Then there were the protests by gays and lesbians who were offended by the fact that all the movie's murder suspects are lesbian or bisexual. And finally, there was the movie itself, which won an NC-17 rating that was reduced to an R only after a trim. Film critic Stephen Schiff went to see if there was any fire behind that smoke.
Well, yes, Basic Instinct is definitely hot. Silly, even laughable, but undeniably hot. This is a sex movie born of the AIDS era, not because it touts caution and safe sex, but because it does the very opposite. It glamorizes the danger that sex has come to represent. It says, yeah, sex can kill you, but that makes it more fun. This is not a message we probably want America's wayward youth to take to heart, but it's doubtful anyone will act on it, because in this movie, death by AIDS is displaced by a threat much more immediate, and yes, silly. Death by ice pick. Basic Instinct opens with one of the most strenuous and erotic lovemaking scenes in movie history. And at the height of the gymnastics, the lissom blonde on top, whose face we can't see, plunges an ice pick over and over into the neck and chest of her lover, a San Francisco rock star. As Detective Nick Curran, played by Michael Douglas, gets on the case, the chief suspect turns out to be the rock star's lover, Catherine Tramell, played by Sharon Stone. She's a wealthy, bisexual, blonde hedonist who also happens to write trash novels, one of which involves a rock star murdered during lovemaking with an ice pick. If all this sounds dopey beyond belief, well, it is. Except that director Paul Verhoeven, who made RoboCop and Total Recall, manages to cook up an atmosphere that fairly reeks of erotic nastiness. And that atmosphere works. The game in this movie is to have great sex without affection, which is more or less the formula for good old-fashioned pornography. What Catherine Tramell likes to do is lure men with her beauty and yet taunt them at the same time, which makes her feel powerful. And when a man like Nick actually gets to bed her and live, well, that makes him feel pretty powerful too. Unfortunately, Nick develops a taste for this sort of sadomasochistic game, even when he finds out that Catherine's next novel is about a detective like him, a detective who falls in love with the wrong woman.
You shouldn't play this game.
Why not? I like it.
You're in over your head.
Maybe. But this is how I'll catch my killer.
Not gonna confess all my secrets, Nick, just because I have an orgasm. You won't learn anything I don't want you to know.
Yes, I will. And I'll nail you.
Nah. You'll just fall in love with me.
I'm in love with you already. But I'll nail you anyway. You can put that in your book.
Scenes like that one, at once tantalizingly wicked and thoroughly ridiculous, are what this movie's all about. But the ridiculous tends to dominate. Michael Douglas gives a convincingly troubled performance, and Sharon Stone, though she's no actress, makes a perfect Hitchcock-style refrigerator blonde. But when all is said and done, Basic Instinct can't work because nothing in it is remotely believable. What basic instinct are we talking about, anyway? The instinct to murder during orgasm? The instinct to act out in life what you're writing about in your novel? Catherine Tramell is the sort of character men invent when their fantasies about women outweigh their experience with them. She's the kind of character that could only make sense on paper, if at all. In fact, the least of screenwriter Joe Esterhaus's sins is that Tramell and all the other female suspects in this movie are lesbian or bisexual. For that to be offensive, we would have to see some connection between their sexual preference and their evil deeds, which is tough when you can't see any connection between these characters and human life on Earth. So, once again, the protests against this movie are doomed to backfire. Or, to put it in the words of some long-forgotten sage, he who pickets sells more tickets.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.